Welcome back to another episode of the Braun Body Health and Fitness Podcast. Joining me today is Ella Caggiano. Ella actually was a past guest about 2 years ago, and we're bringing her back on. I really like everything that Ella is doing, and I have a lot of respect for her. She's really putting in the time, the effort, and energy to make something absolutely amazing. And we talk about that quite a bit in today's episode. We kind of talk about the online training space and social media and different things that you're probably seeing on the day-to-day and what makes online training good versus not good and that sort of thing. So really great episode. Always a fun time chatting with Ella. Be sure to check out everything that she's doing, and be sure to check out everything our sponsor, ISOFIT, is doing as well. Enjoy. Ella, welcome back to the podcast. It's been, what, like over 2 years now since I last chatted with you. I'm so excited to have you back here today.
Thank you so much for having me, and I cannot believe that 2 years ago we were having a conversation just like this, and now 2 years later we are here right back in those same seats, but we have... Not only have we like stayed consistent, but like our lives look so different because we are doing these things that we are so passionate about. And I don't know. It's kind of wild. It's honestly crazy.
It really is amazing how much can change in 2 years' time. For people who maybe haven't kept up with you, or maybe they make the mistake of not following you on Instagram, which I highly recommend you go find Ella on Instagram right now, because she is always doing amazing things. Would you mind filling them in a little bit about who you are and all the amazing things you do on the day-to-day, Ella?
Thank you so much, first of all. Hi, my name is Ella Caggiano. I am an online fitness coach turned online fitness coaching company CEO. You know, it's actually crazy to even like say things like that. But, you know, over the last, 5 years, I have put everything into my love of fitness, everything from content creation all the way down to learning how to now scale a business. And I am, here to really help absolutely everybody that I can. And I think, my why has always stayed the same. I struggled with my own fitness and nutrition so badly when I was growing up, so horrible. And I've developed a bunch of tools and resources to help the person that I needed when I was younger. And there are so many people in that place right now. And so I have always wanted to be the person that could guide all of these girls and women and really anybody, but there's a very, very mass need for guidance when it comes to, overall fitness, mental health and well-being, personal development, and just creating like a life that you don't have to think about losing weight every single day, that you don't hate your body, that you're not using all of these crazy diet products. There's a mass need for some, leadership in these types of spaces. And so that is my goal. And that is what I try to bring to people on social media, highlighting all of the like BS when it comes to, TikTok shop or just like fake claims and weird content, and, all the way down to just kind of like developing nuance over time and actually just kind of helping people really learn the tools that are going to help them succeed in their fitness and also just like in their life in general. And so yeah, fitness coaching has always been such a big part of my life, but now I can, proudly say that I can do it at a level that is a lot more advanced than I could, a couple years ago. And so that means that I can help people in better ways, more ways, and just, create everything that people would ever need to succeed in their fitness goals. Yeah.
That what you just hit on is several of the many things that I admire about you so much, Ella, is plain and simple, you're open and transparent with people. You know that where you're at currently is not where you used to be. And instead of just kind of settling for that, you decided, I want to help other people do this as well. I love your passion about helping others and giving back and kind of bettering those around you. And to your point as well, it seems like in today's day and age, that's hard to come by. There's a lot of, fads. I don't know what the right term is, online, or people who are really just out there looking to make money and not really guide people in the right direction. You mentioned like online training and that sort of thing. And I distinctly remember the first online program I bought. The individual who released it had dropped a video about why 3x12 sucks and how 3x12, three sets of 12 is killing your gains. and I spend over $100 on a program, and literally everything is three sets of 12. And I was just ready to rip my hair out. Like the amount of misinformation out there is just crazy. And I think it's created a system that a lot of people acknowledge, but not enough people are working to fix, where we have a health crisis in the country, in the world, and yet we don't really have the best or really any kind of optimal recommendation on what to do from a health and fitness standpoint. Instead, we promote these gimmicks or quick fixes when that's not really how fitness works at all, is it?
Yeah, I completely agree with all of that. And honestly, I think that lack of guidance and the lack of sort of accountability when it comes to like platforms identifying truthful content versus, you know, trending XYZ, right? I think that this crisis is exacerbated by social media and the algorithm and this like fast track scalable model type of thing that is, you know, really kind of brainwashed people to, you know, create content that is only made of all these controversial claims and all of these black and white statements to be optimized for algorithm virality. Virality is the primary driver of, you know, these of online business models right now when it comes to social media. So anybody who's trying to scale, you know, a fitness coaching or fitness this or fitness that, you know, or anything of any type of, you know, category, but specifically, you know, when it comes to like this type of stuff, they have to take what they're trying to sell and make it seem like the secret, the strategy, the quick tip, right? Like the ultimate, you know, this is going to change your life type of thing, so that they can make money off of it. But the issue with that is that if everybody has the quick tip, the strategy, the secret, you know, it's not only is it detrimental to the understanding of the 99% who are beginners slash don't actually understand the disturbing truth that the diet industry is it's built on a system of lies to keep you a chronic dieter so that you can be the marketing pool for more fad diets. Like fad diets are quick fixes, all these fad things. Like it is an industry that is engineered to continue to keep you failing and lost and confused in order for them to continue to funnel more products and solutions to you that are, you know, going to drive more money into this industry that is growing and growing and growing as the algorithms and as the social media, you know, contents sort of, you know, mass create all of these types of products on TikTok shop or on, you know, any single type of platform where now if you have a couple followers, now all of a sudden you can market supplements to people. So how do you do that? You create like just these bold, crazy claims in order for like viral content that is favored by these algorithms so that you can make money. Like the idea that truth has been lost and basically lying slash emphasizing a certain aspect of things, not only does that really distort the overall health scope right now, but it's also it's really hard to share nuance and tell people that like the reason that they are not losing weight or if they want to achieve their goals, that it really truly depends on who you are. But if I'm scrolling on social media, I don't want to listen to content like that. Like my attention goes towards these people who are engineering their content to be distorted and one-sided in efforts to promote their own methods. You know what I mean?
I completely understand. And just kind of backtracking a bit and kind of going through all those one by one, on the supplement side, first off, I mean, I think that's the first thing that comes to mind for me with a social media standpoint. When I was first getting into fitness, which I'm going to date myself here, but first got into the gym like 10, 12 years ago. And the big thing at the time was the supplements, right? Like you need protein powder, you need your pre-workout, you need your creatine, you need all these different things. And everywhere I looked on Instagram or whatever, that's all that was promoted is the supplements. And I thought the reason I wasn't making progress was, well, I didn't have the right supplements, or I needed more supplements and I need to spend more money on different things. When right now I'm stronger than I've ever been. and I spend less money on supplements than I did a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I continue to spend less there. But to your point, selling is what is going to make the content creator money. So if I'm the content creator, I need to promote the supplements in order to, pay my bills or whatever that way. So it's really a vicious cycle of we're promoting things as a content creator to pay the bills, but in reality, the things that we're promoting aren't the ones that actually move the needle forward, which, that alone is a problem in itself. Taking it a step further, you brought up the nutrition side and the diet side. Same thing there. I can't tell you how many times I see people jump on these crazy diet trends and spend absurd amounts of money on, the food that they need and that sort of thing. And not to say that food is cheap, but I like to think that there's, better, more alternative ways to get through it. I don't spend $100 a month on protein bars. There's a time in college where I needed quick, convenient nutrition, and I did, but that's not life for me anymore. And I don't think you need to spend that kind of money on nutrition in order to stay like fit or in shape or that sort of thing. I think there's alternative ways to do it. And lastly, you touched on, the online coaching piece and how, the virality score is really the, driver at the end of the day. It's unfortunate to me that the things that go the most viral seem to be the things that offer the least amount of value to people, but instead actually either tell you exactly what you want to hear or entertain you in some way, instead of actually like giving you knowledge about something or telling you how to do it and solving a problem. It seems like the things that go viral are more of like the entertainment type of things.
First of all, those were just so many amazing points. And even to just think about the supplement piece and like the money piece, like I think the people have a distorted view of what to do with fitness. And so as a result, their answer is more of something else, right? So this isn't working. I need more. I need a new program. I need a new supplement. I need a new strategy. And I think the reason why people do that is because it's one of the only things in our, day-to-day in our life that we can't really optimize or slow or make a fast track quick solution. It is one of those things that quite literally requires develop like consistency and discipline and going back to basic models. Because if you are just expanding your collection of diets that you are trying for 1 week, 2 weeks at a time that are, trendy fad diets that are extreme enough to give you short-term results so that they give you, the secret to losing 10 pounds in 5 days, right? Like those short-term strategies lead to very short-term results. And as a result of that, people just create this need for more solutions. Like what's the next one, right? There's gotta be the right one out there. When in reality, like the solution is stripping all of that away and going down to the basic things that are going to help you succeed, which is these consistency and discipline of like whatever you're doing in your life. People forget that like patience and also just like not seeing day-to-day progress and these things that, we see or we want to see with, AI tools that are optimizing your life and making your, you don't have to hire a team anymore because you just have a robot to do everything for you. Like everything's optimized now. And quick fixes and these long-term strategies are cut down into like very simple things. And people have forgotten that like you can't do that with your body and you can't do that with your health. And I think that plus, the increasing like problem of attention span and, just ability to focus on doing the same thing over time and not seeing results. Like people forget that that's like part of this process, or people don't even realize because you've been sold a lie that everything's supposed to be easy, simple, and have a five steps to success type of strategy. And it has kind of ruined, or it's continuing to get worse, this whole ruining of the health scope, the education like basis of health and fitness, because now the truth is no longer the primary goal of content or of people sharing or the, you know, of people creating like fitness programs or tools or whatever. It's the truth is no longer like the reason why they do it. It's like literally something that they have to manipulate into something that's a little bit of a lie in order to actually sell you a product, because the truth doesn't sell unless you put these trendy like bells and whistles like on it. You know what I mean?
The truth doesn't sell. I feel like that's a quote that needs to get like put in bold, highlighted, italics, underlined, everything.
Yeah,
because valid. Like I was going to say, you see that on social media, but to a certain extent, and I don't want to go down this rabbit hole, but I don't watch the news anymore because I felt like the news is more entertainment than it is actual facts. And the amount of times I go online and, you know, they've had to go back and correct articles because they spread the wrong thing. Yep. It's just concerning. But to your point, you know, there's this concept that we call delayed gratification, and it is completely absent in today's society, right? Like I can go on my phone and if I want food, it can be delivered to me in less than an hour, like from a grocery store, from like a restaurant, like whatever I want, I can get it quick, instantly. Like if I want to watch a movie, I can hit a button on my TV and pull up the movie instantly. Like everything is given to us immediately. Even if we order stuff online, you know, I remember a time not too long ago where you had to watch the TV commercial, you had to call the number, and it would take 4 to 6 weeks for it to get to you. Now you can get things in a day or two. Like it is absolutely crazy how fast everything is delivered. And fitness is not like that at all. Neither is building a business. You kind of mentioned some of the different pieces that go into business and entrepreneurship there as well. None of this stuff happens overnight. I like to think that, you know, it could, but at that point, you're basically playing a lottery game. Mm-hmm. And it's not really realistic for most people. So we really need to buy into this concept that the results that we are looking for are going to come from slow, steady, consistent work day in and day out. And we're not actually going to see the fruits of our labor right away. You know, I like to say that everything has a season, right? Like, you know, apples are not always in season. Pineapples are not always in season. Trees like bear fruit in their season when it's time to. Same thing with fitness. You're not always going to, like, you're not going to start and immediately just start seeing all the results that you want. It's going to take a lot of dedication and commitment to get there. Taking that a step further, you mentioned about how people will kind of like jump from program to program and do different things like that. One of our past podcast guests, Austin Yoakum, just made a post about this recently, about how people will hop from program to program every week because they're not seeing results, when it's like, you know, we didn't even give it enough time to see results in the first place. So I certainly echo your point on the need for consistency in this space. They need to stay disciplined and trust a process. But to the point you made before about coaching, I think that's where the coaching element comes in. Is your coach doesn't have to be the, you know, best guru with exercises and that sort of thing. Like I think a lot of people can get great results from basic exercises. I think the coaching element comes from the fact that you're actually working with people. And that seems to be forgotten in today's day and age, from social media to online and that sort of thing. Like people forget that when they coach someone, they're working with a person. They kind of feel like they're working with more of like just another like number in their system or whatever. Maybe they don't even have a system in the first place. I think that the more we kind of humanize this process of coaching, the better our results are going to be from our standpoint and the success of those that we serve day in and day out.
100%. And I think there's like a lost art to you know, creating a community of people that truly are passionate about either bettering themselves, growing themselves, you know, having these goals, and guidance from people, like from people, from other people who care about you. Like it's all about, you know, these digital models, when in reality, there's never going to be a replacement of your body, your health, and the immediate need for, you know, that care on a day-to-day basis. And there's never going to be a replacement for guidance with humans who care, like passionate people who can truly get you from where you are to where you want to be because they care about who you are and what you want and the goals that you have. And I think that people just think that if you apply a simple strategy or you know, optimize this or you do that, like that element gets lost. And people need guidance right now because there is so much going on. Everybody is overwhelmed with the amount of content and controversial claims and conflicting statements. And like when you get fed so much information on a minute by minute basis, how in the world is someone who wants to make change in their life, but they don't understand how in the world does someone sort through that noise and find the truth? Like it's impossible. It's impossible when you have people who quite literally are lying to you in order to sell you products so that they can make commission on it. And it's absolutely impossible to be scrolling on TikTok. You know, you see this new keto diet because this guy swears by, he says, this is the key to your success. Okay, great. I'm going to start that, right? I'm going to go do that. So you start that tomorrow. You realize like, I don't actually know how to do that. Like I will have this big goal, but what am I doing tomorrow? Like people have this gap, right? These big goals. I want to do this. I want to do that. And so obviously they want to find where you are now to where you want to be. They want to find the quickest way to do that. The quickest way to do that is to find what you want to achieve and have a way to break it down into manageable steps that help you actually create, you know, traction and goals and have a consistent way to develop this, you know, lifestyle that you want. But that is not something that you are going to understand or see by looking at the things that we are being fed all the time. And so this need for guidance and actual like step-by-step explanations to things, because quite literally we have so many crazy things going on when it comes to the health world on content creation that people do not know the basics. They do not know the absolute basics that you should ultimately know or hopefully be 30 years old and understand what the macronutrients are and like what your metabolism means. Like these are like simple things, how to read a nutrition label. Like these are things like people literally don't know how to do. And that's scary. Like that is actually scary. And it's because simple, basic, oh, if I went on my Instagram right now and I made a video that said, here's how you read the back of a nutrition label. That was my video. And I was like, okay, so we're going to turn this over. This is the top number. And I go through it. I guarantee you that'd be my lowest performing content I've ever had in my life. Because someone says, oh, that's boring. Because how does it benefit you? Like they don't get it. They don't get that that's one piece to this puzzle. Like this is the truth, right? To understanding the truth. But that doesn't matter when everything is optimized for quick, you know, quick viral statements and all of these bullshit pieces of guidance that are just so wrong. They're so wrong. And it's so devastating to see this get even worse. It's getting worse and worse and worse with content. And I'm genuinely never been more passionate about wanting to actually create the best guidance for people because it is a mass need right now. Obesity has never been higher. People are literally failing more and more and more. They're using like pills and diet products, Ozempic, like all of these crazy things are coming out. Another quick fix strategy that doesn't work. We saw the bounce back. Like it's all these people gain more weight than when they started, you know? And it's just so hard to understand as someone who wants to deliver the truth. How do you optimize the truth in a way that's going to get people to see it? And that's the, you know, that's like the golden question, right? So it's a big problem and it's a really, really big need for a solution too. And it will never go away.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, plain and simple. I think about it, and this is how I explain it to the people I work with from a PT standpoint on the day to day, right? Is in a way, I'm kind of like your GPS. You know where you want to get to,
right?
You know your end goal, but you don't know how to get there. So we're going to take a path to get there, and that path might change along the way, right? We might get a detour or two, and that's okay. It might take us a few minutes longer than we expect. It also might, you know, we might get there quicker than we expect. You know, sometimes things go a little unaccording to plan, and that's okay. But you have to trust the person you're working with that they know how to get you there regardless of what obstacles come up. And along those lines too, you know, there are some times when, you know, you going back to the news, you can kind of Google different like GPS stories on the news of times when people got derailed by their GPS and they end up like driving into a lake or something like that, right? Like, you know, you have to choose the person that you're working with very carefully, because if you choose the wrong one, they can very quickly derail you and put you in a position that you don't want to be. And likewise, choosing the right coach and the right person to work with can help you get there regardless of what, you know, obstacles or setbacks come up in your way. So I think that choosing the right person is certainly an essential element, but I think that's something that is so hard to do in today's day and age, to your point. How do you go about, say you're younger Ella, you said you'd like to, you know, kind of be the person that you wish you had when you were younger. What kind of things would you look for in a coach, or what kind of things do you look for from a health and fitness standpoint that kind of acts like a green flag for like, yes, I want to work with this person?
It's a really good question. And so, you know, I think, you know, having that GPS sort of analogy is so good, because I think, so I'm someone that's really bad at directions, like really, really bad. Like it is something that I struggle with on a day-to-day basis, because I am perpetually lost and I live in the middle of Miami. Like I am the most directionally illiterate person that you have ever met in your whole life. And I try, but I am just, I'm really, really bad at it. I rely 100% on my GPS and how it reroutes me to get around issues. Like that is literally my lifeline. And if my GPS stops working, I have no idea where I am. Sometimes like there's certain like little places where like I know, but having that as like sort of the model for, you know, understanding what you need, like what coaching is, like I really do relate to, you know, that understanding that like guidance is super necessary for the things that you don't understand. So for me, I'm not very good at street smarts. I can not really good at highways. I'm not really good at understanding my directional skills. So this is something that I don't know how to do. So I rely on my guidance to do that, right? And so hopefully you get better at it over time. This is a perpetual struggle for me, but you know, that's the ultimate goal. But when it comes to actually looking for the right type of guidance, you need to be looking at, or I guess from my old self perspective, like what would I be looking for? Someone who is willing to go against the grain of the things that are going viral in order to deliver the truth in a way that you understand. And so I think that the most important thing is having someone that you know, over time will build social proof with, right? They continue to share, you know, who they are. They tell you their goals. They tell you what they're working on. They show you the transformations that they've given other people. That's important. But I think the thing that's the most important is getting to, you know, you get to someone's platform and they start to speak about something you've heard a million times about how to lose weight, right? And they deliver content to you in whatever form, just as an example, like a 5-minute video, whatever, TikTok video, and I explain to you something. And I can look at that content, I can listen to it, and I say, oh my God, I get it now. Like, I get it now. Like, the way that you put that is the way that I needed to hear it. And so the right person is different for everybody, but you need to be able to sort of be a aware consumer of content. That's the first thing. Be aware of fake people, lies, and all that stuff. Find people that are willing to go against those strategies in order to deliver you truthful content. And that's not to say that they're not, you know, using like the hook, you know, format, strategy, whatever. Maybe they're optimizing their content, but the content is the truth, and it's going against something that is being marketed, or that, you know, you need to have someone that is willing to point out what is wrong with everything that's going on right now and show you why and tell you why and cut to the chase and just deliver that. And I think, you know, building a trust with someone on social media is like hard, right? Because it's, you know, there's this perfection lens and all this stuff, and having sort of that awareness that the right people are genuinely going to, they're going to explain their model like for you. They're going to tell you every single secret that they have, because, and that doesn't mean about their life, it's about their strategy. The people who truly care about what they're doing, the truly good coaches, the people that want you to succeed, they don't gatekeep the information from you so you buy the program. And I think that is the element that is really valuable to think about, because I get asked all the time, like, what is, like, how did you do that? How did you get that? How did you achieve this body or that or whatever? And I'm like, the answer is the stuff that I'm telling you. Like, it is, I've answered that question, and you think that I'm hiding the secret truth, and that I'm going to reveal it if you buy my product. Like, I will never gatekeep the information. And if you look through enough of my content and you piece it together in your own way, like, you could have my method. But, like, you know, not only do people need things organized and structured, there's value to that, but, like, the truth is in that content that you find consistent, like, valuable content, and you learn something new that is actually like, oh, that makes sense because she said something about this earlier. It's like all of the valuable content is there, and there's no like back room of like secrets of like things that I'm not here to tell you that, like, oh, here's how I got abs. And if you want to actually know my secret, my one secret, buy my program. Like, I'm going to teach you everything about that. And whether you do it or not, it's up to you. I don't have that job, but I'm here to actually coach you through it and teach you how to get there on a step-by-step basis. If that's what you want from me, and then you, you know, trust me enough and you want to add more value to your life in that way. So, you know, I think that's really something that a lot of people don't do. And I think that's sort of how you find the right people for any type of thing you're trying to learn. Type of person, any type of discipline, you have to look for those things. Like, the truth has to be there. There's to be no secret back room of tricks that is locked by a big lockbox that you need to pay for. You know,
are you talking about online coaching, or are you talking about relationships right now?
I know, for real, right? Kind of probably both, right?
I was going to say, the thing is, like, if you're going to be working with a coach online, like, there has to be a relationship back and forth between the two of you, right? Like, relationships don't work in a one-way street. They don't work by hiding things, or, to your point, stuffing them in the back closet, right? Like, you have to be open and honest and transparent with everything that you do. So plain and simple, in the coaching world, like, to your point, your coach should not be hiding things from you. They shouldn't say, well, you know, I have the information, but I'm not going to give it to you because X, Y, or Z. Like, if those things are being said, then those are major red flags. And unlike the dating world, we don't want to run towards the red flags. Or at least that's me and my personal experience. when we see those red flags, like, we really need to stop and question, like, why is this person doing what they're doing, right? Like, if they have the information, but they're refusing to help me, then are they in it for people, or are they in it for the dollar sign? And exactly. not to say that making money is not important. It is. We all have bills to pay. I got to keep my lights on and stuff. But at the end of the day, like, you can do that without, you know, nickel and diming every single person you work with, right? Like, you don't have to be like a gimmick person. I truly believe that the better you provide for the person in front of you, the more successful you're going to be. If you're just out there chasing the dollar sign alone, it's going to elude you and run away from you because you're running after it. Instead, why not just focus on doing the best for the people in front of you day in and day out, and letting the rest just fall into place?
I just honestly wrote something down as you were talking, because this just really hit me that everything we were just talking about, the reason why people hide these secrets, they have all these things, that the one thing that that reveals is what you're doing this for. And I think that is like kind of the secret that you can maybe apply that concept or apply that method, like that model to pick the right people to listen to, right? If people are truly passionate about helping people, then they will wake up every day and ask themselves, how do I create daily value for the people that are following me for free? I think that's something that is very, very lost right now. I think that having certain red flag business models, like selling, you know, marketing the problem and selling the solution behind a secret lockbox door, and having that be the model, or creating, you know, viral content by selling actual lies, like literal lies that are actually completely 100% false, because you have the 10K on TikTok, so you get the little commission thing, and you know, people will listen to you because you look pretty and you have a like you are in a bikini, so therefore the, you know, the laxative pill that you're selling is the reason you lost weight and it goes viral. Yeah, so like those people are, you know, that's one side and that shows you what they're in for. But the real people who truly want you to succeed in everything that you do, look for people who will always look for a way to create value for you, whether it's free, whether it's not free. You know, there's probably business models that, you know, they have developed to help them earn a living so that they can continue to help more people. That is the goal. And a lot of people don't do that. So, you know, I think the passion and the value behind it is really, you know, the secrets are revealed based on the way that you market your what you're trying to sell. You know what I mean?
I completely agree. And, you know, during this entire time, we've talked a lot about things from, say, the consumer standpoint, but let's flip it for the coach standpoint. You know, I know a lot of people who work in the online space, and a lot of them tell me the same things. They're frustrated by, you know, the marketing or the content creation that they have to do because they don't understand it or they don't want to put the time into it. I mean, I'm guilty of that myself. You know, my content is far from perfect, and I'm always trying to come up with like the next idea for Instagram, and it's a challenge, and that's not really my specialty. And I think that sometimes we as coaches struggle in the online space, but that's where I think people like you really shine, because you don't just help clients from a fitness and health standpoint. You also serve a growing number of coaches who want to create a better life for themselves, right? Like, you can't pour from an empty cup at the end of the day. And if you can't create a good life for yourself, then how are you going to help someone else do that for themselves? So I certainly think that there's an importance to be had in creating a optimal setup for the coach, whatever that looks like, and making sure that you have your ducks in a row to a certain extent. Like, no one's perfect, but at least have a general idea or some kind of system. You know, one of our recent podcast guests, Kyle Sammons, hates the word system, but I'm going to use it here. You have to have some kind of if X, do Y, if nothing else, as like a general roadmap or direction for what you're doing from an online coaching and business standpoint. And if you don't have that, you're really doing the people in front of you a major disservice, because again, you're serving people here. I want to really emphasize that point. Ella, I know that you're doing so much in that space to help coaches. You're incorporating various technology things and doing all kinds of crazy things that I can't even begin to understand myself. For people who want to find out more about that or stay up to date with everything you're doing there, where can they find out, you know, along those lines, what you're doing?
Yeah, so I have been really just have a growing passion for helping myself and, you know, use tools that are being released all the time with this artificial intelligence boom that's kind of coming through. I think that, you know, having perfect content, all that stuff, I don't think that's something that I, you know, really love to do either. You know, sometimes it's just about putting it out and up and doing it. So there's a lot of things that can be optimized and enhanced when it comes to just your ability to manage your workflow, manage the way that you understand like all the information that it's coming through Instagram, TikTok, and social media, so you know who to help and what to do. Like there's, you know, There is a lot of ways that, you know, fitness can't be, as we were just saying, quick fix strategy funneled into, right? But what can is the methods that we as coaches or people who want to share and create and develop, like, there are methods to enhancing your workflow in a way that creates clarity and that creates like a actual true personal brand, like with values and missions, because you can create something that has a structure. And sometimes people just need a structure to put things into. And then you kind of then can rope in the answers with people that are, you know, gonna share that with you. So for the moment, my Instagram account at Ella Catch Fitness is going to be the, you know, kind of landing page for the things that are going to be developed in the very, very, very near future, as I'm looking at the business model poster boards that are all over my wall and my floor. Things are just being created on a day-to-day basis. But in summary, I want to help people maximize their life and utilize tools to enhance it, because in a couple years, artificial intelligence is going to be a disruption that is we're not prepared for. And I'm truly just excited about the fact that, like, every day I'm learning something new about this new crazy thing that is going to, like, change our scope. And at the same time, as someone who works online, not only is it essential for me to learn how to get ahead of certain things that I don't understand, so I can learn them easily in these new functions and tools, but number two, I love to share things that I really that really work for me. I love to. Every single day I send about 15 people in my life different resources or tools or strategies. And I just created a broadcast channel to start doing that on Instagram as well. That I just, something hit me, something made me think, something, I want to share this with you. This is something that I think is going to help you win. I love to share things that really are going to help, like, everybody win. The success pool is so strong and wide. There's, you know, room for all of us. And so I'm here to create value for people who are high level thinkers and want to optimize their life in a way that, you know, is efficient, but also just takes them from where they are now to where they want to be. So Instagram first, and then soon many other things that will be created too soon. Yeah,
no, for sure. And I'm super excited to see, you know, where the future takes you, because as we started, you know, it's amazing how far we've come in 2 years.
Right.
And I can't wait to see where you end up in 2 weeks, two months, two more years. Like, it's certainly an exciting time. And as you mentioned, as you're talking there as well, like, ultimately at the end of the day, it's about creating a better life for everyone. And it's about finding that freedom that so many are searching for, whether that's in a health standpoint, a financial standpoint. It's really just trying to get to that higher ground of life. And it's possible. You're living proof of it. But we have to be willing to sort through the weeds that appear online sometime and find the truth, find the right answer, find the right process to get us where we want to be. You mentioned your Instagram and your broadcast channel. I think you have a website as well. Would you mind kind of sharing that with people, just so that way, if they want to keep up to date with all the amazing things you do, they can check you out?
100%. So when it comes to my online coaching business, I am accepting a lot of new clients right now. So I am quite literally enhancing my online coaching business and the tools and resources that I have for my clients to get from where they are to where they want to be every single day. Like, there is so much amazing stuff coming, like, together right now to help more people and help more clients. And so if you are interested in just getting on a phone call and learning more, getting into the conversation and learning who I am, www.ellacatchfitness.com is going to be, you know, my online fitness coaching. You can submit an application and we can just, we'll get a chat going. We'll get something going. And if you want to get to know me and who I am, my social media, Ella Catch Fitness on Instagram, on TikTok, on Snapchat, on Facebook, you know, all, anything that has a, you know, .com and an algorithm, I probably on it. And so, yeah, that's really where you can find me. And I am excited to, you know, build a continuing model of success, but also just help more people. You know, I think that's really the sum of it. And that's always my why. And that always will be, you know, the ultimate goal. So if you're one of those people, head on over there as well.
For sure. For sure. I highly recommend checking out Ella and everything that she is doing, because she offers so many great insights. And I'm super excited to continue to work with you here as the year goes on, because I think this is going to be a great year for both of us. You know, they've been saying 2024, the plot lately. I would say the plot line has been real good lately. I don't know about you.
100%. It's been a very, very good year. And I think, you know, I feel fulfilled in what I'm doing, and I'm in a flow where I'm, you know, passionate about helping and creating content of value, and having these little aha moments along the way is fun. And, you know, having, conversations with like-minded people like yourself who truly have a common goal of bringing value to others has been a life-changing thing that I have tried to incorporate on a regular basis, that has really changed my perspective recently. You know, creating like-minded conversations is super important, and I am very, very excited to continue this one as we, you know, continue to grow together. So thank you so much for, you know, even bringing this together, and the platform and the tools and everything that you're succeeding in is phenomenal. I'm so excited about everything that you've shared with your growth and where you've started even 2024. And it's just so crazy to see, not only did we stick with this, both of us, but we can look back and be like, if only that person knew where we were now, like they would be just grinning ear to ear. So it's, you know, sort of like a high five to both of us, because, you know, it's the proof is in the consistency, right? Back to our goals, but yeah.
For sure. We'll have to do a whole separate podcast on that at some point, Ella, but really appreciate your time and everything you shared with us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.